This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 17 for 15 June 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story about an anesthesiologist who came to see him and his myriad collection of problems that he helped him with through the power of upper cervical. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more upper cervical testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. In this episode, you'll hear Dr. Hall and I discuss how this particular patient discovered him by doing research on the web. According to PewInternet.org, 61% of Americans start their health research by going to the web first. Now, they're going to the web and they're searching, and the only way they're going to find you is if you are producing content. And a great way to produce content for your website so that these potential patients can find you is by producing your own podcast. To learn how you can do this, go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, click on the Services tab, and click on the Audio Interview Podcast tab. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. It's time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the show where we hear how upper cervical has changed lives. And I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. Happy to be back for, what is this, episode 17 now?
Episode
you mean to tell
17.
Me we've been doing this for over 4 months?
I know. Hopefully...
Awesome.
It'll be episode 1700 before we finally can't do any more.
I don't want to calculate how old I'll be at that point.
Yeah, I won't bother.
I'll be completely gray by then, I think.
Well, what have you got for us today?
We'll tell a story about an anesthesiologist that stepped foot in my office probably about 3 weeks ago. And we were talking a little bit earlier about how social media going forward is probably going to be a bigger player as far as getting the word out and getting new patients into the office. And I know probably 5 years ago, maybe one time a year, I had someone come in off the internet. And it seems like every week, if not 2 weeks, we're getting someone that comes into the office. It's just... hasn't heard about it from a patient. They just did some research or were searching for an answer to whatever they were dealing with and came across upper cervical, and then one thing led to another, and that was this particular individual's case. He was suffering with nausea and dizziness, and he was actually scheduled to go to Haiti just on a mission trip to go over there and help the people following his visit in my office. And he told me the first visit that he almost canceled the trip because he was feeling so badly. He didn't know whether he was going to make it through the trip or not. And it's kind of the second part of the story. But I've had a lot of medical doctors, well, not a lot of medical doctors, but I've had 10 or 12 in my office. And I usually can tell in consultation just a certain air or energy they have. But I never would have guessed in a million years that this guy was a medical doctor or going through the consultation. I figured he was just some kid off the street. And I was going over the trauma part of the case history and trying to find out, you know, what type of accidents he'd had in the past. And he says, well, this is going to sound really stupid, and I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you this, but I was walking home from a USC medical library, and I was reading a book, and I ran headfirst right into a concrete pole. And so when he had said that, I was like, oh my God, is this guy a medical doctor? So I said, what do you do? And he says, I'm an anesthesiologist. In fact, works at the hospital about 5 miles from my office. So we went through everything, and I explained things to him in a little bit more detail and depth than the layperson, because he could follow it a little more easily. And but he'd done most of the research already on the internet, and it's funny, in consultation, and we often have patients say this after they've been in our office, not usually in consultation. He says, you know, you guys need to name what you do as something different than chiropractic, because all the research I've done, it's not what most people think of as chiropractic.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was a little ironic. Now he really thinks that, now that has been under care. Wow. But so we shot the pictures on him, got him corrected. The next day he flew out to Haiti for about 8 days, came back about 10 days following his first correction. And first thing out of his mouth, the second visit was, you know, I've got to tell you, I'm pretty darn impressed by this upper cervical thing. And as I said earlier, he was a little worried about going to Haiti because of the way he was feeling. He said he had a great time. He felt great. He didn't tell me that he had bilateral TMJ problems for many years. And on the second visit, he said, you know, I have had this TMJ problem for a long time, and it's 70% gone, and dizziness is gone, and I just feel better overall. And then his next statement was that he had a couple of neurosurgeons in the surgical ward where he worked that were going to be coming in. That hasn't happened yet. But I think his third visit, I had two anesthesiologists, and it wasn't referred in by him. It was he and another anesthesiologist, an RN, a dental hygienist, and one other person. Oh, it was a lady that I told last week about the fibromyalgia in the front office. Uh-huh. I'm like, wait a minute, what's this world coming to? I have all these medical people in my front office. And actually, the second anesthesiologist, after everything was explained, he's from Sacramento, which is about 5 hours north of where I am. He was visiting the gal they married's mom as a patient. And so they were just down visiting. But he said, you know, this works. Maybe I'll go to chiropractic school. I'm like, am I living in a dream? And then in this particular guy in X-ray, he says to me, I told him about the blood pressure study that Dick Holtz did. Uh-huh. You know, I was trying to puff my feathers up and show him that, you know, we actually do have some science behind this. And he says, well, double-blind research is just a bunch of BS anyway. They can make the statistics and numbers come out however they want. I was like, what? It's pretty funny to hear someone say this. And actually, this guy in consultation also, he says, and Dr. Tom Forrest wrote this in his email, I think, last week. He says, you know, I know in medicine we don't actually heal anything. All we really do is give people drugs and make them feel better. But as far as healing, we have nothing to offer.
Oh, wow.
I'm like literally almost falling out of my chair. It's pretty funny.
Not only are you coming in contact with not only are you coming in contact with medical personnel, but you're coming in contact with all the right medical personnel.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they would step foot in our office if they weren't at least open-minded, right? And I've been told that anesthesiologists are, quote-unquote, the coolest of the medical people.
Did you happen to ask him what he was researching exactly when he came across you?
Oh, I've kind of combined two stories. I don't know exactly. I can find that out next time. I don't know what tipped him off to upper cervical, but I mean, he found me just a matter of proximity. I'm 5 miles from where he's at.
Sure.
But I should find out what it was that he was searching and exactly what it was that sparked his interest, so to speak.
It's actually a very important question. Anytime somebody tells you that they found you online, you have to pry and probe and find out exactly what it was that led them to your information, because that's the kind of things that we need to start optimizing for.
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, if he was looking for, I don't know, if it may have been that he was associating his issue with his neck. You never know. But it's really important. This is all doctors. Anybody listening, if you find out that one of your patients found out about you by just doing research on the web, You need to interrogate them and find out what it was they were searching for and how did they finally end up on you. And then start putting out content that caters to that.
Yeah.
Or send me the information.
Yeah, it's going to be huge going forward for sure.
Send me the information and I'll put the content out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good story, Dr. Hall.
All right, Dr. Hamburg. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
What is it, number 18?
18.
All right, take it easy.
Okay. Bye-bye. This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. For more testimonials, go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast, tell your friends, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter. The more people that know about this podcast and can hear the testimonials, the more people will know about Upper Cervical. Again, I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. We'll see you next week.